All right, team, gather round. Let's talk about the reality on the pavement. Research shows that nearly 80% of runners will deal with at least one injury in a given year. That's a heavy number, but here's the good news. That vast majority of those setbacks are completely preventable. It comes down to proactive management, dialing in your load progression, and treating your recovery protocols with the same seriousness as your training. Think of your body's feedback on a simple traffic light spectrum. Green is your good-to-go zone, where your form is crisp and your running cadence is steady. Yellow is your caution zone, mild, persistent aches that need attention. And red is a hard stop, signaling severe issues like stress fractures. Too many of you get stuck in that yellow zone, brushing off those early warning signs because you're chasing a goal. But listen closely. Pushing through that pain forces your body into compensatory movement patterns. You might feel fine for a week, but those altered mechanics are quietly building towards serious, long-term damage. Early intervention is non-negotiable. Drop the mileage, take strategic rest, and apply targeted treatment. That's how you protect your training cycle and keep your race day execution sharp. Now let's clear up a myth. For years, we blamed everything on foot arches or shoe stability. But modern biomechanics tells us there's no single silver bullet causing these injuries. It's multifactorial. And the number one culprit? Training error. Plain and simple. 60 to 80% of running injuries come from exceeding your tissue's capacity. You're overloading the system and not giving it enough time to rebuild. Remember, tissues like tendons, ligaments, and cartilage have poor blood flow. They adapt slowly to mechanical stress, making them the first to break down if you rush the process. We also have to look at your baseline. A BMI over 25 or a previous injury within the last 12 months significantly lowers your injury tolerance. Know your starting point. But here's where you take control. A dedicated strength and conditioning program dramatically boosts tissue resilience and raises that tolerance ceiling. This is the golden rule of endurance adaptation. You don't get stronger on the run. You get stronger when you recover. The workout is the stimulus. The rest is where the adaptation happens. So avoid the too much, too soon trap. Manage your mileage jumps, dial in your hill work, and periodize your speed sessions. Just like you, demanage stroke efficiency in the water or wattage progression on the bike. You need to respect the physiological progression on the pavement. Prevention is proactive. Build a consistent strength routine, focusing heavily on glute activation for biomechanical stability. Pair that with regular flexibility work, foam rolling, and massage. These habits build a physical buffer. It's the armor that lets your tissues handle heavy training loads without snapping. When injuries do happen, they're almost always overuse-related. It's a breakdown in the repair cycle between sessions. Runner's knee or patellofemoral pain syndrome is the big one, accounting for over 40% of all cases. Following that, you'll see plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendinopathy, IT band syndrome, shin splints, and hamstring strains. The protocol for these is straightforward. Reduce volume, take complete rest when needed, and get into structured physical therapy to fix the underlying muscle imbalances and flexibility deficits. And remember, rehab isn't just about silencing the pain. It's about correcting the biomechanical imbalances that caused the breakdown in the first place. So, lock in these critical takeaways. Never ignore early pain. Treat recovery as your primary driver of fitness. Manage your load progressively to match tissue adaptation. Prioritize strength training for structural resilience. And don't hesitate to seek early guidance from your coach or a physical therapist. Shift your mindset from reactive to proactive. Trust the data, respect the process, and you'll minimize downtime, sustain long-term performance, and keep your training consistently pain-free. Now, let's get to work.